everyone. My name is Kat, and I'm your host for tonight's show for The Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We are on every night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our goal for our podcast is to help you become the best versions of yourselves and be a badass boss babe. We will bring you hot topics each night that will feed your mind, body, and soul, as well as your bank account. We are always looking for new hot topics. So follow us on Facebook on Real Girlfriends Across America and find us on Instagram at RealGirlfriend7 and our website, realgirlfriends.org. Now, tonight I have on the call with me Corinne, Kate, Tawanda, and a host of my other girlfriends. Today we will be discussing how to not affect your friendship with business. And so along the lines, how to support your female friends when they're not in the same industry as you. So, ladies, how are you all doing?
Doing good. Hopefully you are.
Nice. Did you ladies have a wonderful weekend?
I definitely did. This is Tawanda.
Oh, hi, Tawanda. Okay. And, yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, it feels nice to hear all of your ladies' voices, of course. And so, let's definitely dive into the topic. And so before everyone starts sharing, I'm just going to give you guys a little preview of what I'm talking about. So I have amazing girlfriends working in different industries. As for me, I'm in tech. I'm a luxury event planner. And I also have friends in tech. Restaurant, hospitality, financial management, barber, health, beauty, medical, and et cetera. So according to Forbes magazine, friendship is more complex as an adult and as you step into your mid-20s and so on. This time is when people start making life decisions such as getting married, buying a house, or moving across the country to pursue their dreams. So it also happens to be an important decade for professional success, but a demanding job can limit for socializing. Frequent get-togethers may become things of the past as you focus on climbing the corporate ladder or leave it behind altogether to blaze onto the entrepreneurial path. All of these factors make maintaining relationships, particularly friendships, challenging. Not only does it make it harder to make new friends, but when you're crazy busy, difference in priorities and values may cause to old bonds fall apart. So I'll tell you this. I do love the industry I am in. I enjoy sharing with my friends as well as learning about theirs. So before I hop onto the question, I do want everyone to state your name and the state you're calling from and what industry are you in. And so I'll go first. I'm Kat. I'm calling from California. And like I said, I'm a UX designer and I'm in the luxury event planning industry. And I'm also part of Real Girlfriends Across America. And so those are all the industries I'm in. And how about you, ladies? Who wants to go first?
I'm Tawanda. My state I represent is Georgia. And my industry is making money, multiple ways.
Yes. I like the way you said that. Good answer, Tawanda. Anyone else want to share?
My name is Corinne, also known as E. And I am from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and I guess I'm a lot of things, but I guess I'm a virtual assistant, if you want to classify in one way.
Oh, wonderful. Anyone else want to share?
I'm Amanda, and I'm from Colorado, and I work in the mental health field.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Anyone else want to share? And then, or I'll move on. Going once, going twice. Okay, well, thank you for sharing. So the definition of friendship. Friendship for most people is a combination of affection, loyalty, love, respect, and trust. True friendship is when someone knows you are better than yourself and make a position in your best interest in a crisis. Friendship goes beyond sharing time together, and it's also long-lasting. And so let's be real. Us women, we need friends. We need the girlfriends to talk, seek advice, laugh together, cry together, vent, talk to about our problems, and also tell each other why we're upset with our significant other or friends, family members, and so on. I'm sure you get my point, but let's face it, having a female is a must-have because it's not the same to confide personal information to a male or even just family members. And so my first question, I'll go to you, Corinne. So how important do you think female support, or how important does female support matter to you?
I guess, like, if it's my friends, yeah, it's important that my friends support me. Honestly, if it's someone that don't really care about their opinion, it really doesn't matter if they support me or not. As long as I believe in people that are close to me, I believe that, you know, they believe in me. So if it's my important, a close friend and their opinion is important to me, then I would care if they support me. Otherwise, I really wouldn't care.
Oh, definitely. Like, no, I feel the same way. And that's what my question is definitely about. Like, the females that you surround yourself with, like, the girls that you go to. And, no, obviously, like, if I was talking about, like, other females who I barely know who don't hold a special place in my heart, of course, I would not care about their opinions. Because you know what? A lot of females have their own personal opinions, which is insane. And how about you, Kay? How important does female support matter to you?
I think. Hold on, you'll have to excuse me. I'm sorry, my child is having fits in the background.
no worries.
Female support. Yeah, female support. I think. I didn't used to think that it was very important. In the past. But I've come to have a different mentality about it. I think it's important to have female support, especially, like, when you're having, like, relationship problems. Like, you need your female friends to help you.
You have to upgrade yourself, girl, because you have two needs together. So let's definitely schedule a meeting to do that.
Definitely. Huh? I totally agree with you. And thanks for sharing. And how about you, Tawanda? How important does female support matter to you?
I want to ditto what Corinne said, because, like, if it's a real friend, it definitely matters, because I believe that we're stronger together. And just really the encouragement, the prayers, the good vibes, all of that is helpful, because I can give that right back. So, yes, it's definitely very important.
No, I agree now. No, I like what all of you ladies said. I completely agree. Well, thanks for sharing. And how about you, Amanda? How important does female support matter to you?
I think having a support network in general is one of the most important things in my life. I struggle with depression and anxiety, and sometimes my friends, like, pull me out of my depression, or, like, sometimes literally even keep me alive.
Oh, no, that is true. Like, no, I agree with you, too, because even for me, like, I don't have, like, a million female friends that, like, I go, like, I do have a lot of female acquaintances that I like to be cordial with, and however, like, when it comes to, like, certain things, whether it's, like, work stress or family problems or anything, like, I really need, like, my female support system, or else I'm a hot mess. Yeah. So let's go to question number three. Do you have a female you can go to for everything? Someone you can confide to or will not judge you and be there for you regardless? So I will ask you, Corinne, this question first. Do you have a female you can go to for everything? Someone you can confide to and who will not judge you and be there for you regardlessly?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I was just with my friend that fits that criteria. My best friend, like, I pretty much can tell her everything, and I know she won't judge me. She actually is one of the few people that actually get me. So she you know, she knows my intentions, where my heart is, and she's always been, like, very loyal. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, my one friend, Claire, she's definitely someone I can confide in.
No, that's good. I'm glad you have a close friend for that, because I'm pretty sure, like, aside from, like, the work stress and, like, your everyday problem, she's obviously the one that you go to. That's good. I'm glad.
Right.
And how about you, Tawanda? Do you have a female you can go to for everything, someone you can confide to and will not judge you and be there for you regardlessly?
I have had that over the years, off and on, because just like you said, and as the call began about how things have changed, people move, and et cetera, et cetera. So I am developing that again, and it's definitely a good thing to have. So I've had it, and I'm developing it again.
No, that's good. No, I'm glad. No, because you know what's so funny? Like, I'm not saying it's impossible to, like, not even have, like, a best friend for, like, 10 years because it's possible, but it's also possible to even, like, just grow out of, like, a friendship. It's not necessarily because you hate the person. It's just you're busy hustling, you're moving forward, and you're, like, focusing on yourself. And sometimes you'll have friendships that, like, come and go, or maybe, like, a friendship that'll just be, like, back in a way. And when you reconnect, like, months or years later, you guys are still okay. But it's so healthy to always find, like, new friends, like, along your path. And I've even been there, too, before. And how about you, Kay? Do you have a female friend you can go to for everything, someone you can confide to and who will not judge you and be there for you regardlessly?
I mean, I have a female friend that I go to for a lot of my stuff, but this person, I can't go to her for everything, no. I think it's important to have more than one female friend, because I don't think you can just dump everything on one person. Like, you should sort of spread out resources.
No, I know, because, like, sometimes what's weird is, like, when you have, like, one female friend, you're like, oh my, you just feel bad for, like, dropping all of these, like, problems onto one, and you're like, okay, maybe I should not stress her enough. Maybe I'll tell so-and-so. No, I've been in that position. But yeah, like, it's important, like I said, in general, it's important to have a female support group. And how about you, Amanda? Do you have a female you can go to for everything, someone you can confide to and who won't judge you to be there or be there for you regardlessly?
I do, but I'm in agreement. Like, sometimes I can be a bit much, and I've lost friends because I've been a bit much. So I try and spread the joy to all of my friends.
Oh, I see. Well, that's okay. Well, yeah, so thank you again thank you, ladies, for sharing. So like I said, having girlfriends are amazing and absolutely important to have. But love support from a girl, especially in times of need. Us women are amazing and beautiful beings. However, friendships and having a business doesn't always blend. You can run a bomb-ass business while your friend has a 9-to-5, or it can be vice versa. You two can potentially be working in different industries and also have different work schedules. That's where the topic ties in. So how to not affect a friendship with business and support your female. And so that's where I go for question number 4. I'll go to you, Corinne. Do you have any girlfriends in a completely different industry as you, and how do you balance your friendship?
Yeah, I think all my friends are in different industries than me. Like, the friend that I was just with now, she's in the medical industry. However, she does work from home. Then I have my god sister, who I've known since the 4th grade. And she actually played the 5th grade, and she is in teaching. And I have another friend that's a mail carrier. So all my friends are in different industries than me. But it doesn't change anything. At the end of the day, it's not really about what you do for a living. About it's more or less about the type of person you have that you are. Like,
definitely.
Your intentions, if you're, you know, a good person, if you're responsible. I mean, you can do anything career-wise. I mean, that's up to you. I mean, as long as you're happy doing what you're doing, it doesn't affect me.
No, definitely. That's how it should be. And the thing is just, like, a lot of females, like, I just noticed, like, a lot of girls, whenever their friends are doing something, like, bomb and amazing, they see it differently. And even though, like, they could be friends, but no, that's amazing. And I agree with you. Like, if you're, whatever you're doing, you should be doing your own thing, and your friends are doing their own thing. And in the end, they should just be happy regardless. And how about you, Tawana? Do you have any girlfriends in a completely different industry as you? And how do you balance your friendship?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think what Corinne just said seems really nice. However, I've had a different experience with that. I don't really have a whole lot of friends because I work every day. So a lot of times, you know, when you work, you don't really have time to, like, really socialize and things like that. But over the last, like, 5 or 6 years, I know a lot of people. I just haven't really been able to connect with them like that because, you know, when you're going in a different direction, you know, I agree, it doesn't really matter what profession someone's in, but I think when you're on a different journey, sometimes you don't really have the compatibility. Sometimes you don't even really have something to talk about, if that kind of makes sense. Like, I've had people that I've known for a long time, and I love them, and I adore them, but I can't talk to them more than 5 minutes because their mind is broke. Or they'll talk about going to some party and some event, and I'm like, oh, well, no, I'm working on this in my portfolio, or I'm looking for new places to do this and do that. And they're like, oh, girl, bump that. You can do that later. But they're not interested in financial freedom. They're not interested in time freedom. They're not interested in traveling the world. They're not interested in being part of changing the world. And people like that, and no offense, I don't really have a whole lot in common with. So to me, it does make a difference because I kind of like the commonality of, you know, like being aggressive or being, you know, about your business, being a girl hustler and so on and so forth. So, yeah, there are people that I've known that I just really haven't connected with simply because we've split. They went left and I went right. I still care about them. We just don't really have anything to talk about.
No, I agree with you because, like everything that you just described, I even noticed this, like, in my certain friendships because, like, I don't want to say that, like, they're so settled upon, like, what they're doing, but the thing is, like, they don't have the like-mindedness, like, what we have, like, as us girls here. Like, I know all of us ladies, like, we want the financial freedom and all that, but the problem is, like, they're not even, some women are just not willing to, like, hear something new, or they'll just be so settled about, like, a certain thing that, like, when you want to talk about, like, all of these amazing things, they don't even want to listen.
Exactly.
So why waste all this time trying to discuss, like, all these amazing opportunities where like, their response will be like, oh, well, I'm happy doing this, or, like, maybe I'll look into it, like, in the future. Like once even my female friends show me no interest, I'm like, okay, girl, bye. I love you. Just do your hustle. I'll do mine. And then in the end, like at some point I'll notice, like, when I'm succeeding myself, all of a sudden my girls are like, oh my gosh, Kat, like, so how did you do that? And I'm like, girl, I told you a while ago what I was doing, but you gave zero F.
Execution.
Exactly. Yes. 110%. And
absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
How about you, Kay? What kind of conflict have you came across other female friends while being in the same industry or job?
Honestly, I try not to interact too much with females that I work with because there's a whole bunch of passive aggressive cattiness that doesn't really sit well with me. I have to work really, really hard at, like, not saying the first thing that comes into my head. So I just, when I'm at work, I just try to avoid females in general, to be honest, because otherwise I might say something and then, yeah, feelings are hurt.
No, I agree with you because aside, like, this, all this business talk, just in general, sometimes it's just not worth to even, like, talk to a female, like, if they're just going to, like, constantly bicker at you, you're like, or, like, try and say something because, of course, us females, we have hormones, we have mood swings, and it's like normal for us to say things, but like also in general, why are you going to waste time in something that's not really going to benefit you? But I agree with you. And how about you, Amanda?
Right.
What kind of conflict? Definitely. And Amanda, what kind of conflict have you came across other females while being in the same while being in your industry or job?
I don't know. I kind of get along with everybody, so I definitely have friends that work in the same industry as me. And I definitely have friends that work in different industries, but I don't know, like, one of my best friends is on my team, and thank goodness for her, because I constantly have to lean on her, because our company trains us in a way that I don't learn.
Mm-hmm. I see. So sometimes, like, you do see differences, like, whenever it comes across, like, your job and then your friend's job?
Her and I are just actually polar opposites, so we really complement each other really well, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, definitely. And thanks for sharing. No, and that's, in some cases, like I said, you'll have friends that'll totally support you, and they'll just either mind their own business or they'll just support you. Meanwhile, there's girls that are that'll always have something to say and like question your business. And sometimes you just don't have time for that. And so, like I said, female friends are totally important for us. However, in some cases, when we are busy with work, our businesses, or when we have the tendency to get so busy that there will be times you cannot make it to your friends' gatherings or meet with your friends as much as you used to. It's normal. Let's say you start a job or business, and at first it's not as busy, and it's easy down the road. As you go down the road, it starts getting busy. Then you realize, oh my gosh, I don't have that much fun or free time. So this is where I go to question 6. When you started a job or a hustle, have you ever experienced a time where your female friends were supporting you in the beginning, then fell off as you were succeeding? And Tawana, for some reason, my soul's been telling me to call on you first. So when you started a job or hustle, I don't know. My soul said call Tawanda.
But you know what?
Question number 6.
I've had it happen, but I don't think it was a matter of. Well, first I want to comment on what Kay said about she doesn't really deal with women at work. I definitely can relate to that. But I've had that happen before, but I don't think it was because they really didn't, wasn't happy for me. I think it was just really, going left and then going right. But, yeah, I've had that because sometimes just your mindset changes. I've been in network marketing for a long time. I started almost 17 years ago in a network marketing company, and I just want to share this really quickly because one of the guys was on a presentation, and he said, he's married with a family, he had like 3 kids, 4 kids, and that he said he told his wife, listen, baby, I got this company, we're going to make millions one day, I'm going to miss a few birthdays, I'm going to miss a few family reunions, but I got to work. And she understood that. And his friend said, you're horrible, you're not a good husband, you're missing birthday parties. And he said, listen, my daughter's birthday may be on Wednesday, I may have to celebrate on Sunday, or even when I get back, but it's going to all pay off one day. And he talked about how you're going to get ridiculed from people who know you and love you when you have to fall off because you're working, but you have a vision. And I understood that. And guess what? About 7-8 years later, when he made his first million, hello, somebody, everybody was like, hey, we knew you were going to do it. We knew you were going to do it. So I always remember that almost 17 years ago he said that, and I've always been working towards that. So when things happen or I don't really see friends or they pull a different way, I'm okay because the vision is very clear and I see exactly where I'm going. And guess what? I still love them, especially if they're friends. But again, life is about change, and that's something we can always count on. So absolutely, that's happened before, but it can't stop anything because the vision is clear.
No, definitely. Well, that's amazing, and thanks for sharing that amazing story. That's crazy. You said that he made like millions of dollars like down the road.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Dang. Well, you're on the right path, Columbus. Like the funny thing is like a lot of people, they're only willing, I'm not saying you in particular, but like some people in particular, they're only willing to try something until they see someone succeed. And when that's also a good motivation, like when you're like, say if somebody's just like starting, they see someone mm-hmm. like making millions, that's just a catalyst for them to want to do better. Cause like for me, whenever I meet somebody like a successful woman, like, or like I know someone, or like I have the opportunity to network with someone amazing, I'm like, man, I need to be a millionaire like them. Like,
absolutely.
No, that's amazing.
And if I can just comment on what you just said, that is true. A lot of people are waiting for someone else. But one thing, like when I started network marketing, the guy said, listen, if you invest this, which was $149, and I can show you how to make $500 in 1 week, would that be good? I said, of course. And that's what I did. Because he said, now, it's going to take work from you. Because people want something, but they're not always willing to work for it. And I've been working ever since. And, again, when you know what your why is, when you know why you're doing what you're doing, failure is not an option. Being lazy is not an option. And guess what? Your associations are everything. I learned a long time ago with the laws of association. It says, show me who your friends are, and I show you who you are. And you're the average of the five people that you are around. So I protect my associations with my life because I need rich friends. And when I say rich, I don't mean money. I mean rich in mindset. You know, people that's going to work and that's going to get it. And that's how I live my life.
Amen. And that is so true. That's how I am too. I always say the five people you hang out with, you become those five people. So if you hang around like five people that don't have their life together, they just want to party and have fun and not like have a purpose in life, you become them. That's the funny thing. Well, thanks for sharing, Tawanda. You always have some wise words to say.
Thank you for letting me share.
Uh-huh. Well, anyways, so we're getting a little full house here tonight. And so I did get two new callers, 214 and 916. How are you ladies doing?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi. Name your state and where you're calling from.
It's me, MJ, and I'm calling from Corona, California, in Riverside County.
Nice. And so we're talking about supporting your female friends when they're in a different industry. And what industry are you in?
I'm in entertainment, but I'm also in the massage industry, so I have my hands in a few different pots. So I make music, but I'm also a stretch therapist and massage therapist.
Nice. So you're a multi hustler. That's amazing. And how about you, 214?
Right.
Hello, 214. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay. Well, anyways. Oh, hi. Hi.
Yeah,
what's your name and where you're calling
from? I'm calling from Walnut Creek, California. My name is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you? And what industry are you in?
I am in nursing, and I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. And by the way, just for everyone on the line, I know these two ladies. I just wanted them to shout out where they're calling from in their industry. They're both wonderful women. Well,
thank
so let's
you.
Go back to the question, back to questions. And so I'll actually ask you, you, MJ, what conflicts have you experienced dealing with your hustle and friendship?
Let's see. The one thing that stood out in my lifetime in that department would probably be the fact that I like to bounce off ideas and talk about what I'm doing. Usually my project consumes my daily life. So just probably talking to some girlfriends who aren't just interested in what I'm talking about. But it doesn't last too long of having those kind of like negative characteristics in my friendships, because I feel like I have seasons with certain friends, so that everything pretty much stays relative in my life. So conversation, I would say, is probably the only thing that has like a negative, you know, feedback, like the differences in our careers and stuff. It's probably just the conversation, because I'm always like, when I wake up, I'm already thinking, I'm writing things down. Before I go to bed, I'm thinking, I'm writing things down, and throughout the day, I'm putting those things into action. So, thankfully, I have been blessed for the last. I'm 32. When I was 23, I actually changed.
Oh, happy birthday, almost.
I know, right? Got a couple more months. But basically, I just stayed around people who I knew that my work was my life. I wanted being in entertainment was something that I could live in. I always wanted a career where I could live in. So I have friends, you know, my hometown friends, and then I have my career friends. And I spend more time with my career friends. I talk more with my career friends, like, every day. But it doesn't change my relationships with my other friends. Because we all respect each other, you know, as women, we respect each other, and kind of like the follower thing, like, oh, we just kind of going with the wave of whatever the quote unquote leader of the pack is doing. And we're just so grown now that we just kind of tap in when it's relative, you know, when it makes sense. Like, hey, what's up, girl? You know, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Definitely.
So it's right now, everybody in my life is pretty much on the same wavelength.
Oh, well, no, that's good. And that's how it should be, like, as you're older, definitely. Well, thank you for sharing. I love, like, you really gave amazing feedback. And so, anyways,
yeah,
let's get back to, yeah. So we are women. We all have the same body parts. We experience similar pain, and it's important to be there and support each other. So it's important to definitely support each other. And no matter where you are in your career, relationships are essential to your health and happiness. As you chase your career of your dreams, you'll inevitably grow personally and professionally. Your friendship will transform as a result. But sometimes when we are so busy thinking about our own hustle, we get tied up and it'll take its time. So at some point, we might end up talking about our business to our friends, and possibly it comes out as bragging or making them feel like you're better than them, which is not what we want to make our girls feel. If there's one thing I can't stress to you about, it is that when it comes to supporting your friend's industry, you should never compare both industries, the difficulty or who has it easier. You're not working for your friend's job, nor is your friend running your business, or vice versa. You both are hustlers, and doing your own thing, and that's why it's important to educate your friends about what you do as well as what they, while they educate you about their job or hustle. And so this is where I go for my next question. Have you ever had a friendship fall out because of your hustle or your friend's hustle? And Caroline, I'll ask you this question first.
Hi. So, being in the nursing field, I do get a lot where my friends don't want to talk to me, or where we're talking about our businesses or our jobs and our career. A lot of them look at me as, like, I'm the hustler, that I wanted to just make money, that I don't care about, like, the friendships and all that. And a lot of it, they don't see the point of, with this, not just with this whole pandemic, if it wasn't here, but with what we do, it's a lot. And they take it as that, oh, we're just here trying to make the money, that we don't care about our friends, we don't care about our family. And I kind of lost some friendships about that, from over that. But it's just, there's so many people out there who aren't being treated or taken care of nicely. And so that's what I'm trying to be out there for. And I tell my friends that, like, hey, I'm just trying to be there and giving them what they deserve, like, if they're in the hospital by themselves. A lot of it is because, like, recently I was in the hospital and I could only have one person in there, and that was just me. I couldn't have anyone be there to come and visit me, nothing like that. And so, like, when I had, like, the great staff from the hospital treat me, that's what I enjoy giving back to others who can't have family members with them. And a lot of people just see it as, like, oh, you're doing this because you're just getting the money. No, it's because a lot of people are not happy with what they're going through right now, and a lot of them aren't getting the care that they need.
Mm-hmm. Aw. Well, bless your soul for sharing. Like, oh, my God. Well, bless your soul for, like, serving these people because you are a nurse, and I know, like, nurses do have it tough at these times, but... no, like, and I'm glad you're okay, despite, like, what happened to you, and, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I am, too. Thank you.
Well, I would love to hear from you, Tawanda. Have you ever had a friendship fall out because of your hustle or your friend's hustle?
Actually, I have not, because I think that any friends that I've had, I am always excited about anything they're doing, and I'm not really a judgmental person, and I haven't had anyone fall out with me, so the answer will be no. And I'm glad to report no.
No, I'm glad to hear you report no, too. I'm glad. Well, that's amazing.
I know, right?
Yeah, exactly. And before we move further on, I do want to take a break for a second, so... stay tuned for just a quick 30 seconds, and I'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Corinne, and I'm with Real Girlfriends Across America, and today I am bringing you the new trending story. So today is June the 14th, which means it is National Flag Day in the USA. It's the day that we honor Old Glory and commemorate the adoption of the U.S. flag. So, on this flag day, let's also honor thy friend. Now back to you, Kat.
So, I do want to ask one more person this question. Have you ever had a friendship fall because of your friend's hustle? And I'll ask you, Corinne, speaking of the girl who spoke on the commercial.
So, did me and a friend ever fall off due to their hustle?
Or due to your hustle or your friend's hustle? So, it could be vice versa.
No, I never had a falling out or fallen out with a friend over what they did. Honestly, I don't think, I don't have friends that do a hustle, or I've never been involved in a hustle that was, like, questionable, and I'm all about, like, a good hustle, but, yeah, I've never had a friend that did something that was, like, questionable to the point where I'm, like, you know, either fearful for their safety, because that's the only way where I would not be supportive of a friend, like, what they wanted to do, if it was to put them in danger. Otherwise, then I can just respect whatever they do. I mean, that's none of my business, and if they don't respect what I do, then, you know, maybe they're not my friend.
No, exactly. Like, once you start a business, and if they're not there to support you, or they always have something to say, then obviously they're not your friend, and I agree with you with that. But anyways, thanks for sharing, Corinne.
Thank you.
So anyways, So work-life balance is a constant process. So while hanging out after school suited a friendship building as a kid, ample free time in a short order as an adult. So that means you have to get creative when you're trying to adjust your social life around your obligations and responsibilities. So according to Forbes, finding the right work-life balance is challenging for every ambitious person faces, but it's entirely impossible to make time for your friends even with a chaotic free schedule. You can actually put your business skills to work outside of the and have healthy boundaries, communicate your needs, and the win to the support of those closest to you to tackle big goals. After you and your girlfriends have a common ground about each other's industry, remember, you guys can work together, support each other, hustle, and celebrate each other's success. And so here are some ways, like, you can support your friends who aren't in the same industry as you. And the first one is, remember, you didn't become friends because of your status. Another thing is, educate, share with your friends what you are doing, learn about their hustle, take the time to learn. Then find common ground to separate work and fun times. And the fourth one, are you ladies working remotely at times? Maybe take your laptops together instead of a coffee shop. It's kind of like the college days when you and a friend would go and do homework together. Five, help each other in business. Maybe they can have something that can benefit for you, vice versa. Six, take each other to work events. If possible, go to networking events. Seven, love what you do both. Eight, share each other's products, expertise. And so it can include, like, sharing on Instagram, buying each other's products, and just being there and having a positive mindset. And 10, like I said, buy from each other. And lastly, have fun. And so would any of you ladies like to give advice for any friend, for anyone out there, like our callers, who are dealing, like, with the struggle of, like, a friend's hustle and their hustle and what you do, and what would your advice be to them? Anyone want to share?
Yeah, I'll share. MJ, I'll share.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So I would give advice. This is the advice that I would give. I would say when sharing something that you have going on, make sure to ask about what they have going on in the same fashion. You know, I think doing that keeps the conversation even. You know, there's no sense of bragging. You know, whoever you're talking to, your friend, whatever, they may be super interested. They may not. They may just be listening to you because they're your friend. So I have friends who do marketing, and I do music, and I talk to them about my music stuff, but I'll also ask them, like, you know, from a marketer's point of view, what does it sound like? So I find ways to engage with my friends so that they can feel a part of my conversation.
No, exactly. No, it is definitely important to do that. Well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
And how about you, Tawanda? Did someone else want to share?
Oh, I can wait.
Oh, well, anyways. Okay, cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kay. I have a friend that I've known since I was 7 years old, and we're still friends to this day, and she has her hustle, and I have my hustle, and, I mean, you just have to be respectful of the hustle. Like, if she's working, and she's like, girl, I'm working, I can't pick up my phone, then I just, you know, I check in and I say, okay, when will you be done, and then I call when she's not working. You just have to be respectful. Like, you know, people have to pay their bills, they have to make their money. And, you know, we're all adults. Like, you have to understand, like, you know, people have certain times when they're available, and then there are times when they're not available. So you have to stick to the times when there's availability and be respectful of that.
No, definitely. Like, having – no, exactly. And now, like, for me, like, I – like I said, I agree with that too. And the thing is, like, the funny thing is like – it's for me personally, I just love knowing what all my female friends like to do. And it doesn't necessarily mean, like, I want all my friends to get involved with, like, whatever businesses I'm in, but, like, I want them to have, like, a good understanding of what I do. And so, like, because there will be some occasion when, like I said, if you heard, like, on my talk, I would say, like, sometimes you have to lead certain events, or you need to, like, excuse yourself from being into places, because you have to go back and work. And the thing is like, at first, if your friends just know, like, okay, she's in tech, she's doing this. So in their defense, they just see you as, like, the girl doing her tech job. But once they have an understanding of, like, how hard you're working for your hustle, and if they have a good understanding, then if you miss an event or some kind of, like, an engagement or whatever, they have an understanding versus, like, if they don't know what you're doing, they start having these bad thoughts in their head. And it's not your fault that they don't understand, but in a way, like, it's also important for you to, like, try and learn what they do. So in a way, you could be like, okay, I totally understand you're working hard in this, and I'm proud of you, but I also have a hard job, and this is what I do. And sometimes, like, there's always, like, some kind of fallout of a friendship if they don't have a good understanding of, like, what you do. And when you guys can support each other for each other's businesses, you guys can just, like, celebrate both your hustles at the same time. And that's my favorite part, like, with the girls I'm with. Like, I like the fact that, like, we all do something different, but in the end we come together. And so let's talk about some fun questions, because I know I've been asking so serious stuff. And so I'll ask you, Tawana, this first question. Would you do a reality show based on you and your girls' hustle, and what would it be like?
You should ask me that in about 90 days, and then I'll tell you how the sizzle looks, because that's actually something that I'm working on now with a few people. And the answer would be yes, and it would really be a reality show for diamonds in the rough, people who want it, people who see it, people who are willing to work for it that's not there yet. But just like you said about having people that may have different hustles but you're still being supportive, that's what it would be like. Let's say if it's 12, 15 women, we're all diamonds in the rough. We're girl hustlers. We're working to get it, and we're going to see how we can work together and push each other and share resources and share insight. You know, hey, you want to get in the entertainment industry? I got a contact that may can help you. So that's what it would be like. So absolutely, if I'm going to be in a reality show, it's going to be something like that.
And I'm so excited for it too, Tawanda. Anyway, and well, thanks for sharing.
Be excited for yourself too. Ha ha.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm keeping my eye out. And so how – let me ask you – yes. And how about you, Carolyn? Let me ask you this question. Would you do a reality show based on you and your girls' hustle, and what would it be like? But first, Carolyn, I know it's going to be a lot of comedy for sure.
Oh, my God. I was just about to say that comedy is – I would have to add in comedy to it. I would make it fun. Like, we're all my girls, where we enjoy what we're doing, enjoying our job, doing what we love, but then at the end of the day, just being together and just hanging out, and it's like talking about this fun, stupid, crazy stuff that we see at work, and then with each other during the day. Like, that's what I want, just something that's fun but positive, and then that keeps people motivated to enjoy what they love doing. So
no, exactly. Girl, I would watch a reality show because I know how you act. I'm happy. No, that's amazing.
I keep saying, like, I want to do it. Like, I need my camera crew now.
Oh, well, Tawanda, I think we have, like, a potential person right here.
Sounds good. Let's get it popping.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. So I'm just saying, like, if you ladies are interested in a reality show, hit Tawanda up.
Anyways,
yes. And how about you, MJ? Would you do a reality show based on you and your girls' hustle, and what would it be like?
Yeah, I would. Absolutely. It would be hilarious, for one. It would never be a dull moment. I think that it would be a perfect blend to show people how much fun people who are, like, basically people who are organized and punctual and nerdy and, you know, studious are still super fun. And, you know, I feel like there would be a lot of, I think there would be a lot of knowledge and wisdom shared, just like on the show. I think it would give a lot of insight. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a show that would be great for girls getting out of high school and coming into the world. Me and some of my friends are late bloomers. So, like, we kind of got like the, like we've been hustlers forever, but really like we're moms and it's like we're just late bloomers. So I think it would be really fresh for a young audience too. So I think it'd be really fun and witty and just kind of show that business women know how to have fun. Okay.
Exactly. No, that's the main point of having a good reality show about being boss babe. We got to show people like how fun we are and that we're normal, but we know how to hustle. Definitely. And how about you, Kay? Like, I always wanted to know, would you do a reality show based on you and your girl's hustle, and what would it be like?
I'm not sure because it really depends on which friend you're talking about. Because the friend that I have that I've known since I was 7, my hustle and her hustle is a little bit different. And I say that because I don't want to say I'm more money oriented because that wouldn't make sense. Like any hustle is money oriented, right? But it's more like I feel like I'm more hungry than she is. Like I have more ambition than she does. I intend to like go places and make more than I'm making now. And her hustle is more like she does what she needs to do to get by. But that's not my hustle. My hustle is not only do I want to get by, like I wanna make a lot. And so our hustles are different. So I don't know how a reality show would look like. Yeah.
It would probably be like a little, well, knowing how reality shows, they love drama, so they'll try and put a drama like on the TV to make it seem like it's dramatic, that like you guys have different mindsets. So it's just funny how reality show plays, even though 90%, but like maybe like half the time, what you see on reality show isn't always reality. However, if I were to make my own reality show, I would want the complete honest truth. And I think I would like put a disclaimer saying like, or disclosure saying like, yeah, so whatever you see here is actually real stuff. The drama is real. Even though Laguna Beach had the tendency of saying the drama is real, even though it wasn't real, it was scripted. But yeah, anyone else want to share? What would your reality show be based on your girl's hustle, and what would it be like? Going once, going twice. Okay, so I'm going to ask the last one. And I want to ask you, Tawanda, this first one. Who is your favorite female hustler friendship?
My favorite female hustler friendship?
Yeah, so like think about two women that are hustlers that are friends that you know of. They can be celebrities.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that is really a cool question. I don't want to say Oprah and Gail. They came to mind, but no, I don't.
I know, I almost said that.
Yeah,
I was thinking about that for
me. You know what? I want to say Salt and Peppa. I know I was way back on this, but I'm sure it's someone else that comes to mind, but because they were hustlers, they were friends, they became partners, and they had a long stretch of success. And even today, 20-something years later, they're still rocking as good friends. So, yeah, Salt and Peppa. Ha-ha. Salt and Peppa.
No, that's that's the OG right there. Definitely. And how about you, Corinne? Who's your favorite female hustler friendship?
Okay, so when you just asked this, I had to think, because the first thing that came in my mind is Gail and Oprah, and I'm trying to think, like,
Oprah.
Who else do I know that is friends is no. out there? So the only other thing that I thought of is, you may not even heard of them, but they have a reality show, and it's like they're not famous, but their store is famous, so they actually sell fitted bras. And their friendship, they like play off each other, and there's like
I mean, the show's been on for years, so they were like friends, and they've gone on to shows and more other things, but I just thought it was cool how they've always supported each other throughout all these years.
No, that's good. I've heard their names before, but like I'm trying to figure out like how I know them. Huh, go ahead.
Yeah, I just know that the store is called Libby Rice, and they make push-up bras.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Gotcha. That's interesting. Like, I'm just glad I didn't hear. Like, if somebody were to say Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, I would be like, oh, that's a major throwback.
Yeah.
because a lot of people don't really like think about like females that are like hustlers together like in this industry, and so that's why like I'm so interested in like hearing what everyone has to say. And I'm not gonna lie, my first one was Oprah and Gail, because all you really see is like throughout like the Oprah Winfrey Show, or like even on I think it's like ABC or something. Every time there's an interview, Gail is always there, and someone's always making fun of like Oprah being there, and then like, oh yeah, all she does is she always calls out her best friend Gail on TV. But no, that's a good thing. That's like a hustle friendship right there. Yeah. So, are there any announcements we have like to tell our callers? Tawanda, Corinne, Kay, is there anything, any important news we have for everyone, anyone?
No, just for everyone to obviously follow us on our social media platforms, and that we will be making some updates soon.
Definitely. And also, like, I do want to thank you callers who called in for, like, chiming in, like, throughout the show. Carolyn, thank you. MJ, thank you. And also Amanda and all you wonderful girls that, like, I'm aware of on this line. I'm so thankful to have you guys here.